the front lines of freedom in the heart of forgotten America, this is the Steve Gruber Show. God bless America. For Friday, June 7th, 2019, here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, one of the powerful chairs of congressional committees trying to accuse the president of wrongdoing, Elijah Cummings, now in a storm of ethics questions after it's learned money flowed between charities and companies both owned by his wife. Uh-oh. Number two, VD, out of control all over the world. In fact, according to the World Health Organization, there are a million new sexually transmitted disease infections every single day. It seems in the age of online hookup sites, you may get hooked up with an STD. And number one, while the southern border is melting down and the invasion is expanding, Democrats turning a blind eye and a deaf ear, focusing instead on trying to destroy the president and win political points. Some things, hell, they just never change. And we'll get to all of that, but first, big news from the Joe Biden campaign. Big news from the Joe Biden campaign because for years, Joe Biden has defended his support of the Hyde Amendment. The Hyde Amendment, for anybody that doesn't know, is a rule that does not allow federal funding for abortions. It's been in effect since the 1970s. It's been there for a very long time. And Joe Biden has always supported the Hyde Amendment, saying it's not appropriate to use taxpayer dollars to fund abortions, especially when so many people are opposed to the Roe v. Wade decision of 1973, and so many people are morally opposed to abortion in general. Well, that all changed last night. Joe Biden went off script and capitulated. He's been the focus of a lot of criticism for his support of the Hyde Amendment, for his support of keeping taxpayer dollars away from abortion funding. He has been roundly criticized by those on the left, roundly criticized by Democrats, attacked, maligned, and with soft polling numbers, apparently he decided it was time to go off script and change his position. I want to share this with you. Joe Biden, it's bite number six, going totally in a new direction last night, but number six.
It is that when, in fact, there is this enormous pressure and even threat to close down clinics that are available in the past for women who do not have the funds but are able to have them paid for privately, as we've been able to do. That was one thing. But we now see so many Republican governors denying health care to millions of the most poorest and most vulnerable Americans by refusing even Medicaid expansion. I can't justify leaving millions of women without access to the care they need and the ability to exercise their constitutionally protected right. If I believe health care is a right, as I do, I can no longer support an amendment that makes that right dependent on someone else.
It is a fool's errand. I'm going to tell you again, it is a fool's errand for the Democrats to place so much stock in the abortion debate. It is not a debate they're going to win. It is a debate that elicits strong emotional response. And Joe Biden capitulating to those on the left that would suggest it's a good idea to have abortion legal for full-term babies is not going to play well in the general election, not in important places like North Carolina or Florida or Michigan. This position will not play for Joe Biden. It's going to be something that I think affects his candidacy in a negative way. And the idea that federal funds will be diverted to pay for abortions, because you know it'll not be just for citizens, but it'll also be the debate of, are we going to pay for abortions for illegal aliens or anyone else that's here because it's a human right and therefore it's constitutionally provided for and so on and so forth. All of this nonsense coming your way and Joe Biden capitulating to the wrong argument at the wrong time. Now, this next story is, I think appalling is too easy of a word, but you come up with your own adjective. The headline is this: wake-up call, 1 million new STD infections daily. Daily. Now, New York gave me a list of these hookup sites earlier. They seem to be experts on this. Tinder. What are some of the other ones? Bubble? Bumble. Yeah, okay. Hinge. Yeah, okay. Tinder, Bumble, Hinge, anyhow. The point being, the World Health Organization, I got enough of them, thanks. The World Health Organization says that 1 million new infections daily of STDs, no laughing matter. I mean, these diseases and these problems are spreading worldwide in the age that you can just go on your phone and meet somebody. apparently, like in 5 minutes. I'm not an expert on these things, obviously, but this is something that a concerning lack of progress in stopping the spread of sexually transmitted infections worldwide, so says Dr. Peter Salama, the World Health Organization Executive Director for Universal Health Coverage and Life Corps. This is a wake-up call for a concerted effort to ensure everyone everywhere can access the services they need to prevent and treat debilitating diseases. If not treated, you know that some of these diseases can be fatal, can have permanent, long-lasting negative effects. A study published Thursday by the Bulletin of the World Health Organization found that 376 million new cases of chlamydia, gonorrhea, and syphilis developed among people between the ages of 15 and 49 in the year 2016. Some of the cases may be multiple infections at the same time or reinfections among the same people. The infections are curable, some of them, with medicine. But people don't become immune after being treated. I just find it just another product of the smartphone generation. You know, so many smartphones and so many, frankly, dumb people allowing these things to happen and, you know, just reckless behavior. Because I don't know how else you could assign a number of a million new STD infections per day without it being reckless. All right. House Oversight Committee Chair Elijah Cummings' wife reportedly paid her for-profit organization, her company, with money from her separate charity, funding co-mingling of funds. The IRS will tell you that's a bad thing. Co-mingling of funds, that's a bad thing, the IRS will tell you. It's a revelation that's adding to mounting ethical questions surrounding her financial dealings. And, of course, Elijah Cummings, one of the biggest critics of the president about his dealings in business and about his ethics. Elijah Cummings of Maryland, he is, a power broker in Washington. His wife is the Maryland Democratic chair as well. The Daily Caller obtained documents showing that Maya Rockymore Cummings Charity, the Center for Global Policy Solutions, paid over $250,000 in a little more than a year to her very similarly named for-profit organization, Global Policy Solutions. So you have the Center for Global Policy Solutions and then just Global Policy Solutions. You see how that could get a little confusing? And if you think you can pull one over on the IRS, let me tell you something. They've seen it all before. They know what they're dealing with. The documents outline a cost-sharing agreement by which the center shares equipment, facilities, personnel, costs, and sundry other services. But the center also pays GPS 5% of the center's expenses for managing its programs and operations. That was $250,000. So this is going to raise a lot of ethical questions about what's going on with the Democrat Party in Maryland and with Elijah Cummings and what his dealings may have been with his wife's charity or his wife's for-profit business operations. All of these coming out at a time when Elijah Cummings is targeting the president, as you well know. All right, coming up on the program today, we still have a lot to talk about. Craig Stevens will be here, former senior advisor to the Energy Secretary, talking about the Pipes Act. What is the Pipes Act and why do you care about it? Because you care about energy. We'll talk about it straight ahead right here on The Steve Gruber Show.
Seen the headlines. Water purity has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier water treatment company and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves customers statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water in your free water test. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
Some knowledge belongs to us and us alone. The way our girlfriends walk, the way they talk, the way they touch their hair. We hold details that only a sister can know about her girls. But what about our other girls? The ones that we carry with us every day. Can we describe them when everything's right? Can we feel when something's wrong? Our bond with our sister girls gives life. But knowing your breasts can save it.
You don't know.
Go to knowyourgirls.org for the facts you need on breast health. That's knowyourgirls.org, brought to you by Susan G. Coleman and the Ad Council.
I'm asking teens like me, what are your plans for the future?
Definitely going to college, absolutely.
We're going to the state championship.
I'm getting a great job, you know, something I love.
I want to travel, see the world.
No one said teen pregnancy. Say yes to your plans. Say yes to a brighter future. Learn more at michigan.gov/abstinence. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.